Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Over the years, have a lot of the impractical jokers on the show. We finally got Q. Joining us on the line is Brian Quinn, and he is here to talk about not just impractical jokers, but about a great cause as well, because they moved to a new home on TBS with season 11 premiering July 11th. And, of course, Q was a firefighter before he got into us. Q, welcome to the show, and talk about how you guys are giving back to the fire department there in the city.
Well, I'm happy to do that. I mean, really, what I'm doing, and by the way, thanks for having me on, man. This is cool. I've been working with the Friends of Firefighters for a few years now, and they do all of the work. I mean, you got some great, great people over there who care about firefighters. So when they were looking for help to promote the work they do, I jumped on board as quick as I could because, like, I remember them when I was in the firehouse and the good they did and stuff like that. So really, I'm just like a shiny object to call attention to the work that the real people are doing, if that makes sense. and Friends of Firefighters, they do create, like, they offer mental health services. They have family support services if, God forbid, anything happens. I mean, the stuff that these guys do, it's really incredible. They started right after 9/11, and rather than just let it drift away like so many other places did, like, they just, year after year, doubled down on their care and doubled down on their passion for it. And it's really quite an honor to be involved with them. To tell you the truth, like, that's just straight from my heart. Like, it's just an honor to be involved with them.
Very cool. You know, it's funny, when I had Murr and Joe on, I never asked about the Tenderloins. People don't know your comedy troupe with Sal. And do you guys know, you must know, that's our worst neighborhood here in San Francisco, the Tenderloin, right?
I have. The last time I was in San Francisco was about 25 years ago. And I remember going down to the Tenderloin, and I mean, my impression of it wasn't that it was the worst neighborhood. I was like, oh, cool area. I guess it's gotten worse since I've been there, but I wasn't responsible for the naming of that group. Just so you know, those three guys, they started doing improv before I got. I was friends with them. I would go to their improv shows in Manhattan, but I was always the guy that was like, I don't know about improv. Looks kind of corny to me. So I never really joined on, and they named it Tenderloins before I got there. If I was involved, that name never would have been chosen. I promise you, it's a weird name. It's an odd name. I don't know what it means, but I was stuck with it because I officially joined up later. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a half-hearted crotch joke. I mean, I get it, but yeah, the Tenderloin here, even the cops don't go there. Let's talk about you,
really?
Though, because oh no, there, it's funny. People say, oh, San Francisco is so beautiful, and it's like not right there. When you go to, I'm sure someone's listening in the Tenderloin right now that's angry with me. Being raised Catholic, I knew so many families that were half Irish, half Italian, or like half Mexican, half Filipino, you know, the Catholics all mixing together. So for you on Staten Island, what was it like to have the Irish and the Italian going with you?
Oh, wow. Well, look, man, when I grew up on Staten Island, like, it's not the same anymore. Like, it's been all scrambled up. But, like, when I was growing up, like, the Staten Island was Italian and Irish. Like, that was it. Everybody you knew was either Italian or Irish or Italian and Irish. so it's like, it was funny. And look, my mother was born in Italy, but my last name is Quinn. So I was able to, like, deftly nip, like St. Patrick's Day, I'd be out there wearing all the green that you wanted, and then you know what I mean, and then on Columbus Day I would just be like, oh, my mom was born in Italy, hey, let's do this. So I loved it. I mean, I've always felt very like happy that I was raised in this culture, and you know, because both sides of my family, my mom's side, they're the Palantis, the Italians, and my dad's side, who was the Murphys, like, they couldn't be more different, but all lovely and all fun and a great family. So it was really great. I loved it. And, you know, and I don't mind Staten Island changing. Like, some people around here grouse, but I'm like, oh, what are you going to do, man? Like, that's how it happened. All the Italians in Brooklyn built, you know, they built the Verrazano. All the Italians came over, settled here, and then they moved to Jersey. So now, like, Staten Island of the 90s is now in New Jersey, and now you're getting, like, Chinese and Russian. But to me, I'm just like, hey, man, they're going to work their way over to Jersey, and then somebody else will come in. Like, I like it. I kind of dig it. I'm down with it. You know what I'm saying?
And now, correct me if I'm wrong, the ferry to Manhattan is free, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been free a long, long time. When I was a kid, it was like 25 cents, 50 cents. But I think like 20 years ago, they were just like, ah, let's just make it free, which is great. You know, it's a great ship. I mean, people like the Staten Island Ferry is amazing. It's we used to go. I mean, look, man, I used to be out in bars till like 2 a.m., right? And like, we would use, like, oh, man, this is back in the day. Like, I would stumble out of a bar drunk. I don't know if this is the interview that you're looking for, but I would stumble out of a bar drunk, and I'd look up, and I'd find the Twin Towers. And you know how, like, when you had a few drinks, and you're like, I don't know which how to get home? And I would just look up, and I would see the Twin Towers, and I'd be like, that's where the Staten Island Ferry is. And I would just start working my way downtown and get on the ferry. And then you got to, if you miss that ferry boat by 2 minutes, you got to wait an hour. So then it's ferry beers. So by the time you get home, you're in worse shape than you were when you left the bar. Yeah, it's pretty. I love the Staten Island Ferry, man. There's nothing like a ferry beer. Or if I was going to a Yankee game, you jump on the ferry, you start cranking beers early. Yeah, it was the best. I love the Staten Island Ferry. I highly recommend it to anybody in town.
I love it how you, I think it's the number one train, and the last stop is South Ferry. Like, you can't miss it unless you are really drunk, right?
Correct. And if you do miss it, you're screwed because you're either in Brooklyn next or you're all the way headed back uptown. Yeah. You got to stay alert, man. It's a buddy system, you know?
Right. So in Practical Jokers now, I mean, almost some 15 years now, and starting off on True TV, which at that time nobody ever heard of, and it just really made that network. And so, but as I mentioned, you are you're moving up in the world, TBS. Now, do they in any way, shape, or form put handcuffs on you guys creatively? Do they send you notes from guys in suits, or is it exactly the same, full autonomy?
it's pretty much exactly the same. Like, they have been, TBS has been wonderful. Like, they were like, look, man, like, you know, some people are like, look, I've worked at this network for 2 years. You guys have been here for 15. Like, nobody wants to come in. We were lucky because nobody wants to come in and be the person that, A, cancels Impractical Jokers. Nobody, we've heard that. They're like, I'm not going to be that guy. And then we hear like other people are like, what am I going to do? I grew up watching your show. I'm not going to come in and give you notes. So we get away with a lot. Look, you know, there's some standards and practices, things that, look, you know, we've run across that the entire run where it's just like, look, guys, you can make, you know, one boob joke, you can't make 15. You know what I mean? Like, and that stuff is just across the board. But they've been amazing, amazing partners and very respectful and stuff like that. So we've had no problems, man. It's kind of why the show keeps going, because, like, we're having such a good time. And, like, we just quietly deliver for the network and do our own thing. And we're based in New York. They're all based in L.A., so we don't have a ton of interaction with people. We're kind of on our own island. So it's nice. They've been very, very good to us. I have no complaints.
All right, last question for you, and I have to ask about the Impractical Jokers cruise, because I've heard Mark Norman and Joe List and other comedians talk about the hijinks. But what is it, like 4 days Miami to Nassau? Do you guys still do it? And did anybody ever go overboard?
No, we didn't get. I know that just happened to the Faster Pussycat guys. That's so horrible. No, our cruises have largely just been fun. Yeah, it's great. Like, the first year they approached us with the cruises, we were like, this sounds crazy. We never did it before. So we programmed it all and had all these comedians. Dude, it is a blast. We just did one a year ago with Eric Andre, and it was crazy. The boat, it does get crazy. It does get nuts on there, but we never really get to participate in it because, like, we're working our asses off. Our feeling is like, look, people are giving us money, a lot of money, to come on a vacation with us. Our job is to make that as entertaining as possible. So it's like we're really working a lot. So a lot of the comedians like Joe List and those guys, they only got to do like a half hour show a day, you know what I mean? So they can dive in and have a blast. And we are having a blast. It's just a different blast. It's more work. So I don't know when we're going to do another one. I actually just, it's sold out already, so it's not a plug. But I started a comedy festival in Key West called the Q West Comedy Festival, because I wanted to maintain that feeling that I had with the cruises, which is like, man, I want to program something fun for people. And I limited it to 200 people. I was like, let's just see how it goes. It sold out so fast, and programming it has been so much fun. And it's like, I would do a cruise again in a heartbeat, man. Like, I genuinely love that level of interaction, and I love programming, and I love seeing people having a good time. And you know, my brothers and my parents come on the boat, and they're all getting a free vacation, and they're happy. It's just, like, such a positive experience. I would do as many as they wanted me to do. But I think, like, there's so many cruises now that they're literally like, dude, you got to give, like, a couple years between for people to build up their purses again type thing. But I would do it.
This season, PBS, July 11th, celebrities participating, Brooke Shields, Richard Krine, our friend Roy Wood Jr., also a guy who's been in studio with me many times. Did Joe DeRosa bring his sandwiches?
He did not, and I mean to bring that up with him. Joe DeRosa, he is coming to Key West with me. He's one of the comedians. Actually, Murr will be there. Sal will be there. Joe will be there. It's DeRosa came. He killed it. I love Joe DeRosa. He is one of my favorite guys on the planet. But he did not bring sandwiches, and I intend to bring that up with him. What's the point of owning a sandwich shop and not giving free sandwiches to your friends? I don't understand it.
That's how guys think. I'm right with you. Brian Quinn, it's Q, everybody, from Impractical Jokers. And remember, get ready for the new season on July 11th on TBS. Thanks for coming on, Q, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, we started shooting season 12 this week. We already had Joey Fatone in, so we're going to be around for a while.
All right, great stuff. I always felt sorry for Joey Fatone because it's the joke that in that group, the fat one, his name was spelled Fat One. I know, that's too easy. I'm Rick Tittle. Let's take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline USA.